News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. A House committee leading the impeachment probe stood up by former National Security Advisor John Bolton. The other witness on the list did show up, Vice President Pence's advisor, Jennifer Williams.
Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff is about to kick off a whole new phase with these open hearings next week. He has summoned his key witnesses. So Wednesday, November 13th, we'll hear from Acting Ambassador to Ukraine, Bill Taylor. Wednesday, we'll also hear from State Department official George Kent.
Fox's Jillian Turner. This morning, the first funerals for Americans massacred in Mexico.
Donna Langford, along with sons Trevor and Rogan. Renita LeBaron Miller will be buried at 2 p.m., along with her four children. Christina Johnson, 33, will be buried in a town nearby where she was born on Friday.
Fox's William LaJeunesse. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Some weather changes fast approaching today. Another very warm day, high in the mid to upper 70s. Risk of showers, especially later on this afternoon, but a better chance this evening and tonight before a cold front ends the shower threat in the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low temperature 50. Tomorrow, breezy, quite cool, high 58, but a brisk north wind at 12 to 22 will add a bite to the air. Then partly cloudy, colder, 36 Friday night, upper 30s Saturday night. Nice fall weather Saturday with a high around 62 and upper 60s on Sunday. Then an Arctic cold front arrives first of next week. Coldest air of the season by far. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Phones, tablets, laptops, and desktops. All completely useless. That is, unless you have internet. Then those blank screens become wondrous rectangles of pure enjoyment. News, sports, games, true crime, memes, cats. Photographs of you, taken by you. Fill all your devices with the good stuff. Super fast internet, no data caps, just $34.99 per month. All from a company you'll love. Sign up today at Huawei.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying a warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered properly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway We are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hey guys, hunting season is upon us, and here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule's pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com. WholesaleHunter.com, that's WholesaleHunter.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
When I talk about immigration and when I talk about illegal immigration and all the problems with crime and everything else, I think of a great man. And I want to just introduce you to him for a sec. Do you know who I'm talking about? Who am I talking about? Nobody knows right now. because we've kept it a surprise. Senator Jeff Sessions. Wow, what a crowd this is. I told Donald Trump, this isn't a campaign, this is a movement. Look at what's happening. The American people are not happy with their government. So some say, you know, you just need to let the people calm down a little bit and they'll forget it and let it all go. Should we forget it? No, we should not. There is an opportunity this year, Tuesday, and we have the opportunity. We have an opportunity Tuesday.
That was Jeff Sessions 3 years ago, more than 3 years ago, endorsing Donald Trump. And as Jack was just saying off air, boring. Yeah, he didn't light anybody's hair on fire. But he was
certainly
the first,
not yours.
He was the first mainstream person, really, in the Republican Party to come out to support Trump. Welcome back to News and Views, folks. News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
Jack, before we go back to the phones, 272-9228. I'm wondering, you know how when people go blind or they lose their hearing or whatever, their other senses, like, it's heightened, their powers?
That's what they say.
Have you experienced anything like that with the leg?
I have phantom pains.
Well, that's terrible. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's not that big a deal. I mean, I'd always read about it, but I have, the other day my foot was sweating.
But
it felt like it was, and it's not even, of course, it's not here.
So, but has any other part of your body felt stronger?
Well, I mean, what's left of my left leg is pretty strong.
Okay.
Because, I mean, it has to be for me to walk in this leg.
Right, and I'd imagine the right leg gets stronger, too.
Yeah.
All that stuff. You make up for it.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you had any, like, heightened powers.
I wish I did.
Yeah.
But I don't. How you doing?
Maybe you can develop them with proper training. I don't know. 272-9228. Let's. John has been very patient. Wait, is this? Which John is this?
Oh, John.
Hey, John. Welcome to the show.
How you doing? How you doing?
Good.
Thank you for taking my call. I just want to disagree with that earlier call about Trump being disloyal.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has, to me, he's been a pretty nice guy, I think. He had offered a hand of, a palm leaf to many people since he's been in office. Like, he asked Romney, he was interviewing Romney to be in his cabinet, and after he had been very critical of him, they asked him where he's going to pursue charges against Hillary, and he said no, because that was going to divide the country. He didn't want to divide the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's another incident. Oh, yeah, and then he could have fired Comey right off the bat. He could have got rid of a lot of people right off the bat, but he said, well, let's give him a chance to see what he do. And, each time he has done that, he's been stuck in the bag, you know. Even so, I don't understand why you think Trump is like that. I think what he's been doing is been defending himself,
right,
from all these attacks. So, what do you think?
No, I think largely that's Trump's style. If you're against him, he's going to be vicious. His own words, and if you are with him, he'll be pretty loyal to you. But then if he sees it as a betrayal, or you do something like stab him in the back, he's going to be even more vicious than when you first competed. Trump seems like a pretty simple guy in that regard.
And then Cruz, he didn't have to have the president come down there. He could have said, no, I don't want you to come. And that would have made him look, you know, petty.
Right.
And Trump said, Trump could have said, I'm not going. And that would have made him look petty. So the best thing to do was to come. So I don't understand why because when you think everything's personal and you don't look at the big picture, then you come cynical and, you know, and you just don't like. So it helped him out. So right now they're trying to impeach him. So having Cruz in there going to help him if this House impeach him. So it helped him out, too.
Yeah, Trump, that's just Trump's style. He's going to battle you, but he's also more than happy to kiss and make up. So,
all right.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Now, we also can get back in our Wayback Machine. We played Sessions endorsing Donald Trump, the first U.S. Senator to endorse Donald Trump back in 2016. But here is Jeff Sessions when he made his mistake. This is from March 3rd, 2017. And we'll just listen in.
My staff recommended recusal. They said that since I had involvement with the campaign, I should not be involved in any campaign investigation. I have studied the rules and considered their comments and evaluation. I believe those recommendations are right and just. Therefore, I have recused myself in the matters that deal with the Trump campaign. The exact language of that recusal is in the press release that we will give to you. I've said this, quote, I have now decided to recuse myself from any existing or future investigations of any matter relating in any way to the campaigns for President of the United States. I went on to say this announcement should not be interpreted as confirmation of the existence of any investigation or suggestive of the scope of any such investigation, because we in the Department of Justice resist confirming or denying the very existence of investigation.
Okay, that was a huge mistake. It was a huge mistake. Sessions played ball. He followed the official rules. But Jack, it's a pattern here. People in a corrupt way are going after this administration and this president through official language and official channels. That's what makes this corruption problem so slippery and slimy. You know, and corruption's a funny thing. We've covered it here, Jack, locally. You know, like we brought up that contract. It's been fun to cover it. Cliff Sims, you know, got just shy of $1 million to do
supposedly do a
marketing campaign to parents about how good education is.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we can get into all the different types of corruption that's out there at the local, state, and national level. But corruption's a funny thing. It can be, like, right there in front of you, but you can't quite grasp it. Not enough to actually punish somebody for it. Do you think Cliff Sims, for instance, is actually going to be punished? Going to lose that contract? Going to lose money?
No, hell no he won't.
Right. It's very rare. And, you know, I've been working out some more. You know, those cast iron plates, like when you go into the weight room, folks. I think my grip strength isn't great, but if you put them, like, face-to-face, so you have it's just smooth on either side, and you grip and you pinch two 10-pound cast iron plates together, that takes some grip strength, and I can do that. Go up to a 25-pound plate, though, I can't quite grasp that. There are only a few people in the world who can take two 45-pound plates face-to-face, pinch them together, and pick it up off the ground. And I'm bringing all this up because these are different levels of corruption. It's right there in front of you. Just pinch the plates together. Prove that somebody's corrupt and have them thrown out for their corruption. There's a lot of little corruption, like those 10-pound plates. Yeah, anybody can kind of pick it up. There's the 25-pound plates, a little tougher. I think the sort of corruption we're dealing with is like the corruption that is very rarely, if ever, rooted out. Because politics is inherently corrupt. And it seems to me that unless you're working with the momentum of the deep state, the administrative state, call it what you will, If you're just trying to do what the deep state, the administrative state, and past presidents have done, but without their help, they're going to call you on it for being corrupt. That's what this seems like with this president. That if Donald Trump has just done what the State Department had always wanted, even though foreign aid and all that is always corrupt, they wouldn't have called a penalty at all. But since Trump's doing his own thing and in some ways trying to root out this institutional corruption, they want to kill him. But just because it seems apparent that that corruption is right there, anybody, publicly available knowledge, doesn't mean it's easy to grasp and pick up off the floor and root out. It's very difficult indeed. Very difficult. So, I mean, we'll see where this goes. I mean, what do you think? I think Sessions made this recusal in good faith.
Well, I do too. I think...
But...
He thought it's what he needed to do because he listened to the wrong people.
But Jeff... former Senator Sessions, former AG Sessions, Jeff, the people up in D.C. are not playing fair. They're not acting in good faith. You should have known that from being in Alabama politics and being in the Senate all these years. I don't think he betrayed the president, folks, but I think he made a massive mistake. He'll have the chance, though, to make the case of the people of Alabama if he is getting in the Senate campaign, and he'll have the opportunity. He's already said it, right, Jack, at that fundraiser. He said he still supports the president.
Yeah, he did.
So we'll see where this goes. Don't count Jeff Sessions out, but jumping into this race might be another mistake. We'll see. We will see. 272-9228, folks. 272-9228. Let's go back to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this? Hello?
Hello.
Yes, who's this?
I'm not going to tell you. No, this is Jim.
Hey, Jim. How you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, I think Sessions needs to get his fishing pole out and go down to Bellers Ferry down there in Camden where he's from and just retire. He's a good guy. I think he's an honest guy, but he just, you know, if he wants to get involved, let him endorse somebody, a good candidate, maybe, and do something like that. But his time is come and gone. Some people just don't have anything to do, I guess, so they figure to go back to what they used to do.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't think, now he has not said for sure he's going to, but it, you know. People are saying it's likely he's going to enter the race.
Yeah.
But I'll guarantee you he's going to do a poll before he gets in.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think he's going to tell him what he wants to hear.
Yeah. We just cannot let Roy back in this thing. I'm just burned out on that stuff. All that Roy Morse, they're just waiting. The liberal media is just chomping at the bit. You know that.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, well, Roy said it didn't matter who was running. He was running.
Roy needs to get on his horse and ride into the sunset.
I don't disagree with that at all.
Well, it's just, did y'all see the, had my eye on Fox there, and they were interviewing a couple guys on there, and speaking of this attorney for the whistleblower who tweeted out in 17 that, the coup was on and impeachment was inevitable. You know, I mean, was ultimately going to happen. Did you see that?
I was about to play the clip of the president reading that tweet, yeah.
Yeah, that everybody knows that. That thing was in place before election night. There was a plan B if Hillary didn't get it. They had it all lined up. It's just unbelievable. But it's not going to work with Trump. He's a one step ahead of these people.
Well, and if folks don't know where you're coming from, Jim, I do. Folks, take some time, get an audiobook, or go buy the book. Whether it's Dan Bongino's book, or Greg Jarrett's book, or Lee Smith's book—that's the one I just finished with—or Andy McCarthy. And Andy McCarthy's a pretty straight shooter. That's probably the best book to get on the subject. But they lay out this what Lee Smith called a paper coup, using official channels, official language, all just a bramble patch of rules and regs and, you know, norms and all this crap, all these traditions that aren't actually law, to take down this president. And they're not operating in good faith with these rules.
Well, it's not going to work. This thing is going to blow up, and it's going to be unbelievable. And there'll be a bunch of Democrats jumping out of skyscrapers next year on the in November when Trump's reelected, and then he really goes after him.
Well, if he gets reelected, they better. What's the line?
Hold on to your butts.
Yeah.
Well, we need to take the House back over.
Yep.
And
we need to get control of it all. Yep. And Nancy needs to go away. And yeah, that'll be a good day when the Republicans are in control of both houses and the presidency. That'll be a good time. At least it'll give me 4 more years to relax.
I know, really.
Getting too old for this stuff. But y'all have a good day.
Thank you too, Jim.
Appreciate the call from Jim. This part of the program brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. Bo Goodson, well, he has a unique understanding of the real estate market here in the River Region, Jack, because, well, you know. He's been doing this for over, what, 4 decades?
Yeah, over 40 years.
He's been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years here in the Montgomery and surrounding areas. And at the Goodson Group, they not only help you with buying and selling your property, and again, Bo Goodson has a unique understanding of how to do that, but they also have management services available should you want to rent out your home. I work with Eddie Bader. He changed his own life by investing in real estate and renting it out. And it can be tough, being your own landlord, managing your own property. And that's what the Goodson Group does so well. I know from personal experience, they're great to rent from. Great folks, they're always on top of it. So I highly recommend the Goodson Group if you want them to manage your property. Also, there's the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate schools in the state. So whether you're going for that real estate license and you want to join the agent game, go for it. The Bo Goodson School of Real Estate is the place to go. But maybe you're just trying to become more informed about the real estate market in general. Understand the market in your own terms so you can be smarter with the decisions you make. The Bo Goodson School of Real Estate is the place to go to learn those things to become a little smarter when it comes to real estate. And you can check them out online at thegoodsongroup.com, thegoodsongroup.com, or give them a call today. 551-0225, 551-0225. That is the number for the Goodson Group and Bo Goodson, proud sponsors, and we're proud to have them, of News and Views with Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. Be sure to tell them that we sent you if you do give them a call at 551-0225. We got to hit this break, though, Jack. Coming back, we'll get into Trump and this. People are slowly trying to peel back who the whistleblower is, even though we know it's Eric Charamella. Eric Charamella, Charamella, Charamella.
Well, what did it mean that Rand Paul blocked the Senate resolution on the whistleblower?
But here's my guess, is they were probably trying to pass some unanimous consent resolution to protect the whistleblower, and if it just takes one senator to stand up and go, I object, and you don't get unanimous consent. So Rand probably did that, and good for you, Rand Paul.
If that's what he did.
Yeah. I mean, I already ranted and raved yesterday. This idea that it's illegal for us to say Eric Charamella, 33 years old, CIA operative, essentially a confidential operative within the White House for John Brennan. It's not illegal for me to say that. And the media keeps lying about it. But we got to hit a break here. 272-9228, more News and Views with Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, right after this quick break.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water Water Supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Get to Kohl's this Veterans Day weekend and take an extra 15% off. Save on Scott Living, new at Kohl's. Disney Frozen 2 bedding is just $42.49. And save on a Food Network cookware set, $84.99. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $50 home sale purchase. Plus, get Kohl's cash this weekend at Kohl's.
Select styles. Offers valid November 7th through 17th. 15% off with promo code SHOP15. Home offer with promo code ENTERTAIN10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This year, the Home Depot can help bring the holidays home for free with free delivery on all holiday decor, like artificial Christmas trees, big, small, white lights, or multicolored. 140 varieties. Pick one out and we'll deliver it. Over the river, through the woods, right to your door for free. Free delivery on all holiday decor, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, C store for details.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. First of all, welcome back. And secondly, the holidays are here.
Bubba, it is here, and then couldn't come sooner. You know, new crop pecans fresh off the trees are at Tucker Pecan. New crop candies, all kinds of great candy and gift items are at Tucker Pecan Company. We are expanding the showroom with more candies. We're going to have more candies, more pecans, more gift selections than we've ever had. But, you know, we still have the great gifts, whether you want a corkcircle tumbler, you want a purse, you want jewelry, you want totes, you want just good Alabama products, Alaga syrup, the bearded pickles, Little Bull seasoning. We've got all those on the shelves, but we are getting back to what got us here. More candy, more pecans, more gift ideas, more gifts for all of our great customers.
And you are located where, my friend?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Montgomery Eye Physicians or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back, folks.
What you doing to me when you don't
How you doing?
Believe
I'm doing all right. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell here. This is your favorite Elvis song, right, Jack?
It's the only Elvis song I like.
Wow.
We can't go on together.
And all that gyrating on stage.
You don't like him when he does some gospel hymns?
No.
All right, then.
And I'm not going to Graceland either.
This is part of the program brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. Jenkins Tire and Automotive down on 38 East Jefferson Street downtown, about two, three blocks from the Alley Station. All their technicians over there at Jenkins Siren Automotive are ASE certified. They service all makes and models of cars, trucks, SUVs, and fleets. And with brand names like Toyo, Bridgestone, Firestone, Goodyear, Michelin, Kelly, Dunlop, Jenkins Siren Automotive knows you'll find what you need. You can make an appointment today at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com or call them at 265-0792, 265-0792. I'm thinking Jenkins. A lot of folks are thinking Jenkins because you want that extra peace of mind when you're driving around that your car's just not going to, you know, crap out on you all of a sudden. You want to have that extra sense of security. Part of what they can do to help you with that is the monthly checklist. You can take your vehicle into them each month, and they can help make sure your vehicle is operating correctly and running smoothly. You can also raise the hood and not be intimidated by following a few simple recommendations for owner maintenance. And the fact that they're teaching people how to take care of their own vehicles is just a great program. Also, because it is hunting season, if you have a tractor that needs work on, a four-wheeler that needs work on, a side-by-side, Jenkins Siren Automotive has a service truck that will visit you on location and do repairs there if necessary. So give, again, Jenkins Tire and Automotive a call, 265-0792, 265-0792, or get in touch with them through their website, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Proud sponsors of News and Views. We have great sponsors.
The best sponsors.
Beautiful sponsors.
Wonderful sponsors.
Huge. Let's go back to the phones, 272-9228, and talk to Jackson.
Hey, Joey, how are you today?
Great.
Look, I'm just wondering, the narrative that Republicans are pushing right now with Donald Trump, it just doesn't seem to be working from me looking at it.
Okay.
I mean, they keep saying no quid pro quo, you know, he didn't do this, he didn't do that. There was quid pro quo. I mean, it happens, it's politics. And what the Democrats are doing right now, as much as I hate them, I mean, I have to commend what they're doing, even though it's dirty. I mean, they're damaging the president. And a lot of people are calling and they're saying, you know, Donald Trump's going to get reelected in 2020. It's like it's going to be a, you know, just a slam dunk. But me as a moderate, it just doesn't look like that to me right now. They are really damaging him. So what can they do to change the narrative and get away from this no quid pro quo and read the transcripts, because no one has actually read a transcript. They have not released one in its entirety. And I mean, what can he do differently to save face and maybe get some moderates on his side?
Well, transcript rolls off the tongue a bit better than memorandum of communications. See how that works. But also, I think to a degree you're right. There are quid pro quos that some might call corrupt or complete official U.S. policy that go on all the time. And, you know, there are some Republican commentators out there that agree with you that this is not the right defense. For instance, I mentioned Andy McCarthy earlier, former U.S. attorney, and he's saying the best defense for Trump saying, yeah, it was a quid pro quo and it's completely fine, just rooting out corruption. I think part of where this turns, though, Jackson, it depends. The Democrats are doing all right now when they can do all these things in secret. I think these public hearings are not necessarily going to be a slam dunk. And as the Republicans start to press them more and more on process, what could happen is that the Democrats allow their party to go more and more leftward. And it ends up the election being a referendum on the Democrats and how radical and leftward-leaning they are, as opposed to a referendum on Trump. We'll see. That also depends on the actions of the president as well. But let's just put it this way. It's still early in the ball game on this impeachment thing. And though it does feel like, because the media covers all this like it's a sprint, every day in, day out, the 24/7 news cycle churning. But this is a marathon. And slow and steady might actually help the president. But I think you do have a point. When you're like, no quid pro quo. I mean, I look at that call, and I don't see what the whistleblower wrote in his report. I really don't. All these folks are going to parade in public next week, whether it be Bill Taylor, Marie Yovanovitch. These folks weren't actually in the know with firsthand knowledge. They didn't actually know the mind of the president. In fact, they were kept out of the loop. And so they take that ignorance and they put into it speculation that, oh, this was irregular foreign policy being conducted in a shadowy way. Well, there might be a reason we went around you guys, and that story is yet to be told. So we'll see how it plays out, but I agree, the current no quid pro quo, read the transcript, is not convincing moderates like yourself, and there are even Republicans, very smart Republicans, saying, hey, change up your strategy.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking my call, Joey.
Thanks, Jackson. Let's go back to the phones and let's talk to Connie. Connie, welcome to Do's and Views with Jack Campbell and myself, Joey.
Hi. I had to laugh this morning. I haven't been able to listen to all your show this morning, so I don't know if it's been covered, but did you see that Adam Schiff accidentally leaked the name of the whistleblower?
Oh, when? No, I didn't see. I've been in the middle of the show.
Okay, well, he had posted some transcripts on that .gov site, and he had the name in there. That Eric Caramella, however you say it.
Caramella.
But anyway, they pulled it when they found the mistake, but by that time it had already gone to news agencies, who, of course, won't print it. But now they can't say anything about anybody leaking the name, because he just leaked it.
Wow.
So that is so hilarious. But anyway, as far as Jeff Sessions, I won't be voting for him. You know, I lay all of this crap we're going through now with impeachment, I lay it at his feet. Because if he knew going in, they all knew about Hillary and Uranium One. They knew about Biden and all his sons and their dirty dealings with Ukraine. They knew all that. So they needed an attorney general who would go in and go after them. So he knew going in that... He was good. If he couldn't go after him, he shouldn't have accepted the offer. Because I think he was involved in some way in Uranium One, from what I've seen. But even so, after he got appointed and he was going to have to recuse himself, he should have stepped down and let a real attorney general get in. And if they had done what they needed to do at the very first and gone after the real criminals, we wouldn't be going through this mess.
Well, there you go.
He won't get my vote. And I'm sick and tired of Republicans just sitting back and just being rolled over. And that's why I like Trump. I know people say, oh, he's rude, he's crude, he's this and that. Well, doggone it, the Democrats have been screwing us for years, and it's time somebody stood up to them. And I don't care if he uses a little bit of that language and it's a little rough.
But Connie, there's naked photos of his wife out there online. It's almost like she's an international model.
Yeah, so? She's a beautiful first lady.
Right, there you go.
But, Jeff Sessions has lost me. And, I know there's theories. Oh, he's part of the plan. I don't believe it. I'm sorry. I think he's part of the deep state, and I'm really disappointed. I voted for him every time he ran.
I hear everything you're saying, Connie. Would it change your mind if Trump came out and was like, you know, Jeff and I had our problems, but I think...
Well, then maybe I'd consider he was part of the plan, because I don't see Trump doing that.
Right. I'm not saying he will, but it could change things.
If he does, then you got to say, you know, what's going on? But I don't want him getting in there if he's part of the deep state and he's not going to support Trump. Now, Trump is not some god. I don't worship him, but doggone it, the alternative is terrible. I mean, these people are crazy on the Democrat side. I mean, this new Green New Deal, people just don't understand and support abortion right up until a baby's born and then decide if you're going to let it live or not. I mean, and you got to say that you accept transgender and LGBT and all that. Yes, they have rights, and I don't hate them or anything like that, but they don't have the right to go into the schools and take my children, which my children are gone, but I got grandchildren. They don't have the right to go in and start teaching 5- and 6-year-olds about all that. I didn't know anything of that when I was a child.
Right.
I was a child. I was innocent. Why do these children have to be exposed to this?
Right, and this is what the election will come down to. Is it a referendum on the Democrats and their leftward lean and culture and other things? Or is it going to be about Trump's bad and we're going to run the most boring guy ever, Joe Biden? But Biden's found some trouble as well. But, it's going to be interesting to see how it shakes out. Connie, we got to run.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Be right back after this break. 272-9228. Those of you on the phones, hold your positions. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. You're listening to News and Views.
biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Riverside Chevrolet or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Riverside Chevrolet, Alabama's truck and automobile leader. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
This is the Fox Business Report. Stocks are sharply higher. The major averages have been trading in record territory, helped by optimism about progress in trade talks with China. You'll pay a little less to lock in a mortgage this week. Freddie Mac says the average for a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.69%, down from a week ago. Toyota is reporting a stronger-than-expected summer quarter, helped by sales of the RAV4 and Camry, which both have been redesigned. Its earnings were the strongest since 2015. Toyota also says it's buying back $1.8 billion worth of stock, or 34 million shares. Lufthansa flight attendants are on strike this morning over pay and pensions. The airline has canceled 700 flights. And Ralph Lauren shares are up 13% on a strong summer quarter and higher sales. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Some weather changes fast approaching today. Another very warm day, high in the mid to upper 70s. Risk of showers, especially later on this afternoon, but a better chance this evening and tonight before a cold front ends the shower threat in the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low temperature 50. Tomorrow, breezy, quite cool, high 58, but a brisk north wind at 12 to 22 will add a bite to the air. Then partly cloudy, colder, 36 Friday night, upper 30s Saturday night. Nice fall weather Saturday with a high around 62 and upper 60s on Sunday. Then an Arctic cold front arrives first of next week. Coldest air of the season by far. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back, folks.
Be mine tonight.
News and views with Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. You like this song, Jack?
Not particularly. It's okay. I don't hate it.
All right, then. Because there's no pleasing you. Let's go back to the phones. Well, actually, before we do that, let's tell folks about Alabama Home Mortgage, our great friends over there, Kim Williams and team.
Kim Williams works miracles. That's all you need to know. If you're a first-time home buyer and you're not married to one of the big box banks, you need to give Kim a call. Find out what you can borrow. Find out what kind of offer you can make on a listing that you really like and would like to procure. 567-4223. 567-4223. Kim Williams and her team have saved our listeners millions of dollars in the last 5 years that they've been advertising with our show. And we're grateful for that. On top of that, if you have an existing mortgage that you don't think you have the best deal on, give Kim a call. She'll run the numbers and look at your situation and tell you, yeah, I think I can get you a better deal than you're paying now. Or there's a chance she'll tell you, no, I think you're locked in at a pretty good rate and a pretty good price. So give Kim a call, 567-4223, 567-4223, or go to the web at ALAHomeMortgage.com.
Well, and they've updated that. It's, I think, Alabama Home Mortgage all spelled out now. But if you go to ALA, it'll still take you to the right place.
Yeah.
For now. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender. Now, let's try this. He occasionally goes through these valleys where he loses signal. Ritz, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. What's up, gents?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I cannot complain.
Yeah, sorry about that, Joey. That's twice that's happened to me here recently. It doesn't happen all the time, and that's why I don't remember that hole when I drive down in it. But
well, we got you on now. Let's bygones be bygones.
Yeah. Well, the reason I called is, first of all, I want to, let my feelings known about Jeff Sessions. I'm not really enthusiastic about him running again if he's seriously thinking about it, because he made his choice. He gave up his seniority without regard for the state of Alabama. And don't get me wrong, I have tremendous respect for him, but he wanted to, pursue a career as a, attorney general. So he got his wish, and he failed miserably, and he has to live with that decision. But it's time for us to build seniority again in that senatorial position, and he's not the man to do it, because he's a little bit old for that now. So, because he would start all over again as a junior senator, wouldn't he?
That's the question, actually. It's not clear.
Yeah, I think he probably would have to start back over. That's what my interpretation is, but, there are people far smarter than I am who may say otherwise.
Well, if it turns out he would regain his seniority, I could support him, but otherwise, no, I couldn't.
Well, I think that you are like a lot of people in Alabama. They like Jeff. They respect him. But they kind of wish he wouldn't do this.
Well, yeah, if he's going to start off as a junior senator, what's the point?
Right.
I mean, he's old enough to retire. And quite frankly, as dirty as politics have gotten these days, Jeff Sessions is just a little bit too much of a gentleman to be in that fray, to be quite frankly. I think he's taking advantage of, to be honest with you. Because, a dirty politician, they're going to find out where you stand on a position. And when he's an open book, he'll be glad to tell you. And then they'll use that against you later on down the line, try to find a way around your, objections or whatever.
Oh, yeah, you got to find leverage, figure out people's sins, and don't forgive them, absolutely. Use it against them.
That's right. And another thing that really torques my jaws is I can't get the bad taste out of my mouth of Paul Ryan.
Hmm.
Talking about a wasted 2 years of when we could have really gotten things done and really promoted and pursued Donald Trump's agenda, but he just lollygagged around, and he just didn't get much accomplished.
He's the ultimate insider, Ritz.
Oh, absolutely.
Ultimate insider who portrayed himself as an outsider, and it didn't work, and he certainly didn't act like one when he got up there.
Well, he got in there, and another representative we know that got in there and started liking that Washington, D.C. life, and next thing you know, she's one of the insiders, like you called them.
Yeah.
I guess you know who I'm talking
about. Yeah, I was about to say the same thing. We do.
Yeah. But, I was glad to see him go, and I was glad to see Martha Roby go.
Well, every time I hear the name Martha, I think of that terrible ending to Batman v Superman. Martha, why did you say my mother's name? Like, oh, my God. So bad.
Yeah, Martha needs to raise her kids, and I think that's a good job for her now in the future. And, thank her for her service, and, that's about it. That's about all I can say.
Thanks for the call, Ritz.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, pal.
If only people could see her pantomiming here in the studio.
Yeah, I know, really. I was appalled.
Let's go to Cranky very quickly. Hey, Cranky, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Joey. Good morning, Jack. How
you doing, Cranky?
Did you get your leg adjustment?
I did, and it's a lot better. If it's cockeyed a little bit, it really, it has this rubber thing that I roll up my leg that pads it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And when I put it on, I noticed this morning my shoe lines up, but when my shoe lines up straight, it was cocked a little bit to the right. The leg was cocked a little bit to the right. When you walk, it hurts. So it took them like 25 seconds to do it.
Are you healed up pretty good now?
Oh yeah, I'm fine. I have no issues with that.
Well, yeah. Once again, and I know I speak for probably just about everybody listening, it's damn good to have you back.
Well, thank you, Cranky. I really appreciate that.
But I can't be nice, for too long. I gotta go on the offensive.
Live up to your name.
I can't. Yeah, I was like, I was really redlining it right there for a minute. But it was said with sincerity though. Jeff Sessions crapped in the punch bowl, and he took the ladle and he swirled it around to make sure it got all mixed in, and now he's come back to Alabama and wants us to chug a lug the punch bowl. And I'm sorry, I ain't going to have anything to do with it. I don't think he was that great of an attorney general. We haven't had any effective attorney generals in a long time. Troy King, a little bit. But we got nothing out of Sessions. We got nothing out of Pryor. Braddock was decent, but I mean, that's a hell of a long time ago. We've had nothing really but placeholders for, 30 some odd years. And it's a sad state of affairs. I think that he talked heap big talk when he was senator. But deep down at the end of the day, I think he's one of the swamp creatures. Look at the mess that he left us holding here in Alabama. He's the reason we have Doug Jones. He's the reason that the way Bentley unfolded. Bentley may have imploded anyway, but it damn sure didn't help. The Luther Strange play for pay deal. It just goes on and on and on. And he's the reason that we've got Doug Jones. And I tell you, between Sessions and Roy Moore, those two are going to be the reason that we send Doug Jones back for another 6 years. And when we got it, when we send him back this time, there isn't getting any of him out of there.
Well, I think if Jeff Sessions is the nominee, he's going to win. Just by virtue of the fact that he's a Republican.
Right.
And a lot of people will hold their nose and vote for him, but I just don't think. I think Doug Jones could certainly beat Roy Moore again, but I don't think Doug Jones can beat Jeff Sessions.
And yeah, you're probably right.
And you're right about we're in this mess because of Jeff. When a guy you believe in says, "I want to name you my attorney general," I'm sure it's pretty damn hard to say no. And
we've got all of the political septic tank implosion that happened here, basically, he mucked up the waters. You know, he didn't do a damn thing to help drain the swamp. All he did was preclude it from being drained, just sitting on his hands and didn't do a damn thing for 2 years, 3 years. And why do we think that he's going to come back all of a sudden and be a conservative renegade? And, you know, he's just riding the storm out. And he's damaged goods. And, you know, if the choice is between him and Doug Jones, I'll hold my nose and vote for him. But I don't have any confidence in him.
Well, you know, we don't know whether he would turn out to be another Mitt Romney. Because, let's face it, the president has trashed him publicly.
Oh, yeah.
Has trashed him publicly, and did so the whole time he was in there. And then, even after he left, Trump had an interview with Sebastian Gorka and said he was an abysmal failure and was the worst appointment he ever made.
Right.
Well, who's to say that Jeff's going to go up there and be loyal to Trump? Maybe he won't.
Well, that's a good point. But we know that Jones would throw him under the bus. We know that Sessions probably will or could throw him under the bus. So, I mean, you know, once again, which pile of poop do you vote for?
Yeah,
that's what we've evolved into here in Alabama is we don't elect leaders, we fire them. We haven't elected leaders in a long time. We just fire them. You know, the
even
next election,
even
not,
leaders that just love their staff equally.
Right.
Like, you know, Robert Bentley.
Yeah, I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Right? Yeah.
Cranky, I cut you off because we gotta.
Hey, y'all take care. Thanks for picking up my call.
All right, thanks, Cranky.
Again, so glad to have you back.
Appreciate it,
thank you, Cranky. Love your calls. Thank you. Thank you. quick break here. Be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk